Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Thursday, August the 8th. And while everybody in the world is arguing hysterically about the insanity that came out of Donald Trump's mouth this afternoon, that's over on Earth 2. But we're over here on Earth 1 where things are real. And so we're going to talk to some real great people and about just some really great things going on in St. Louis. And I have Keisha Lee from Annie Malone and CEO of Annie Malone. And then I've got Kemet Hetep from the Bear YMCA. And there you are, Kemet. And then I've got Tyrone Turner, and he is the COO, Chief Operating Officer, at Better Family Life. So three of the heaviest hitters in St. Louis. I think we should just say that, and we'll just leave. We'll go. Yeah, you can't beat that. So anyway, you three, of course, you're going to be on with me. Saturday, we're going to be doing the Freeman Bosley Jr. show on the radio, and of course, you know, with Anthony Shahid and Felicia Hampton, and I believe that Freeman's going to be out of town, but you can hear everybody over on KATZ this Saturday morning. But right now, here's the reason that everybody's together. So who wants to go first and tell me the reason?
I can go first. I can tell you the reason.
Okay.
So, it's collaboration, merger time, unity time. And so it's time for the greatest impact on the community that we can have. And so what you have is historically in the past, we have all impacted the community with our institutions separately, and sometimes it was on the same day, sometimes it was you know during the same time, but you know, we got strategic, smart, and intelligent, and the call went out from our alderwoman, Ms. Pamela Boyd, for us to come together and unify. And so that's what we have done. The great Annie Malone, the great Better Family Y, and the great Bear YMCA. So we have unified almost like the Avengers, right? So we're the Avengers for this community. And we have came together to offer the maximum triple play services and has the maximum impact for our community by combining our efforts on one day, streamline for our community. Never been done before. You never had three organizations with the history and the integrity. And when you see those logos and these brands come together like this. So this is historic. First time. It's also historic that we're shutting down, a highway page, a Missouri thorough through the city from Union to Montclair to offer services for our Family Fest of what we're calling it. It's a festival of families. And we're celebrating back to school and the start of a good school year and making sure our families are equipped with the necessary things that they need for our children to be successful, in addition for the families that support those children to also be successful. So it's a holistic approach that we're doing this Saturday, August 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in the 6312 zip code.
Yeah, and this is really incredible because everybody knows the three names, and the things that you all do are just over the top. The city wouldn't be St. Louis without all three of you. Go ahead, Keisha. Talk about what's happening here.
I think you guys did it great. I love the intro. Thank you. The city. So that's a lot of weight, but we do things very impactful and intentional. I think intentional is the word, because you have to be able to be in a space to listen to the community, to find out what their needs are and how to better serve them. And I think our three organizations do a great job of that. We're really known for the May Day Parade. It's the oldest African-American parade in the U.S., but the second largest. And we do a lot more with families. We have a parent advocacy program that helps parents get their kids back from the state and those at risk of getting their kids taken. We do a teen drug abuse prevention program, as well as our 24-hour crisis center for kids that have been taken. So that's all of the family right there. And so having this family fest and coming together, when we sit literally one block from each other and do everything together, just allows our punch to be that much bigger. And people don't feel like they have to wait for this event or wait for that event or for them to have this, when we all right there together and we can give out way more and do way more. So it's little things like if someone can't make it to the doctor because of the transportation disparity, we have the doctors coming to us to give the kids their immunizations for school, to make sure they start school on the right foot. People that haven't been to a dentist for a long time, the Y is providing dental services and there's restorative care. You don't get that right on site and screenings and things like that. Better Family Life has always promoted the unity, and we're just joining that force to make sure we are unified and making sure that we display that leadership that we want the community to follow. And we're coming outside and shutting down Page and doing it collectively together. And like you said, when everybody is sort of divided because of the races and the politics, we're saying, hey, you vote for who you want to vote to. Vote for it. But right now, we're banding together and we're impacting our community together and setting those differences aside. We got to be better for our kids and show them what we're preaching to them and be that example. So that's what we're doing this Saturday.
No, that's big time true. And Tyrone, why don't you throw yours in here too?
Bring the fun, Tyrone. What fun are we having?
Well, you know, Better Family Life has always supported the well-being of families. And so for us to be able to partner with the Bear Y and with Annie Malone, literally within, I would say, a half a block of one another, it's kind of like we've done events before. We've done a lot of stuff separately. And it's like, why not do it together? Why not bring in impact? And so, you know, we're going to have carnival rides for the kids. There's a gaming truck that's going to be available. We have a live stage with a bunch of different performers that are excited to connect with folks. Well over 100 vendors will be present, both retail and service providers. So we have been very intentional and very conscious about this. It is not very often that you get three minority Black-led groups to work together at this capacity and look to serve maybe as many 2,500, maybe 3,000 kids in a very short period of time.
And, you know, here we are at the beginning of the new school year, and there's a lot of concern in the city over some of the disruption in the St. Louis public schools. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, the three of you, your organizations, you stabilize the city in ways that no one else can.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate being recognized for our individual and collective efforts, man, because it is sometimes difficult to confirm that to the larger public, and I appreciate you recognizing that. I mean, we've been at this. Annie Malone's been at it well over 100 years. The Y has been at it for a very long time as well. We've been in the business for 41 years, just working on this family dynamic and supporting the betterment of it. How do we do that? This is just one example, and it will not be the only example of us operating together and having a common thread. It'll be something that we continue moving forward and look to expand. So I appreciate that acknowledgement and probably a little bit of history, because you've been in St. Louis for a while, so you know how I can be around here.
Yeah, exactly. But this is the opposite of what everybody has always talked about, because you all are bringing things together in such a positive way. And, you know, I have talked to you off the air, but on the air, I certainly want to officially invite you to what we're doing out at Washington University around September 21st, I believe it is, but I'll get you all the information on it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're going to have kids, young people, really smart young people. And let me say, you know, Kemet knows specifically, we were meeting with people over at the Y just about 2 weeks ago, including the mayor's youth council. And it's really important that we have all these young people and that you three are in a position to really influence these kids, teenagers, in such a positive way, and certainly in conjunction with Washington University, the Black Studies Department over there. There are all kinds of things that are possible going forward, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Yeah. Feel is mutual.
Yes, yes, definitely. And we like you say, you was here a couple weeks ago. Those same kids that you were actually engaging with a couple weeks ago, we just had a graduation for them 2 hours ago.
Wow, terrific. Outstanding.
From the CIT Teen Camp Workforce Development Program, that was a partnership with SLATE, the Office of Violence Prevention. And so it was a community, our community development branch. And so 27 teens, you know, when we talk about the youth in our community, this group was an outstanding group. They actually presented change maker presentations that they came up with, no assistance from any adults. And the things that they came up with that they looked in their community and felt that they wanted to change, it was amazing, the presentations that they did, when they was actually solution-oriented presentations. Mm-hmm. It was great. So those youth will be at the event on the 21st. So we are making sure we talk to the parents about those youth. And so they will be there.
Yeah. And also, obviously, Jake Henderson, who, you know, is one of your great stars, was on the air with us about a week ago talking about all of this as well. But yeah, it's just so exciting. When I ran into the three of you recently, I just was very excited and looking forward to just having the chance to touch base with you and set the stage for really the powerhouse assistance that you bring to young people all over our city.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, you all have a great day on Earth One. And so we're gonna get off of here. Yeah, we're gonna split here for a moment now, and we're gonna deal with some of the problems between Earth One and Earth Two. But that's not your problem. That's someone else's problem.
I have to go to Earth Two because I've been so busy on Earth One. I must have missed what happened on Earth Two. So I gotta
check
and see. Oh, you'll find out when you get a chance. Look at your phone.
Yeah, trust me. You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know.
You don't know either.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're about to find out.
Yeah. No. Nah, no big deal. They just unleashed Donald Trump for another day. That's all. They. I think they put him back in his cage afterwards, which is good. Yeah. Okay, you all. You have a great day. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Mark.
You bet. Okay. Really great people from Better Family Life, Annie Malone, and the Bayer Y in the city, all right over on Page in the same 5,000 block there. And they're terrific people, and they're doing some important things here in St. Louis. In the meantime, I did refer to what happened this afternoon, which is just beyond comprehension. They did let Donald out of his cage, and he did a press conference. And as usual, not one word out of his mouth was true. Not one. Look, he could say something. There's something he could say that's true, but no. Not Donald. He just doesn't want to do it. And, you know, it wasn't the first thing he said that caught my attention in this way. But let me mention his comments about the strategic petroleum reserves in the United States, because this is something that he just keeps screaming about, and that is oil, energy, the United States position relative to energy production, and every word out of his mouth about it is just a flat-out lie. So let's start with what he said. He said that the strategic petroleum reserves in the United States have been completely emptied by Joe Biden. Not true. First of all, not only is it not true, but there's even a better part to this. The sales from the strategic petroleum reserves in the first place were started in 2017. Gee, I wonder who was president then. And of course, that's Donald Trump. But he doesn't know anything. He just yells and screams. But anyway, he emptied the petroleum reserves, and then he turned around and bought some of it back. And listen, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do it strategically in order to benefit the United States. And I can also tell you that along the way, here's another lie, flat out lie from Donald. The price, and let me say it this way, and you'll see what the lie is. So the price of gas, the price of gasoline during his presidency got down to $1.87, maybe lower than that. But he mentioned that price. But in the $1.50 to $1.80 range. And in fact, there was one period where the price of oil in the commodity markets went negative. And let me explain what that means. So if you've got oil down to $40 a barrel, pretty cheap. Right now it's 70 something. And it goes up and down like any market. And essentially it's way down off the highs. The high was back years ago at $150 a barrel, but sitting in the 70s now. Donald says it's going to be up over 100 very soon. Well, as if he knows something. He knows nothing. Just trying to knock around against Kamala, which is okay. That's what he's supposed to do. But to say things that are just so absurd, patently absurd, just ridiculous. But anyway, so that's his thing about how oil is way high and going higher, and the gas price is up from $1.50, $1.80, whatever he wants to say. And currently, the average price of gas in the United States is somewhere around $3 a barrel. Now, $3 a gallon. Now, of course, Donald, instead of saying that, instead of explaining what the average price of gasoline is in the United States, he starts with, it's $5, it's $6, it's $7 a gallon for gasoline in the United States. And here's the deal. There are places in California and on the other areas of the West Coast where the price of gasoline is higher, significantly higher than what we've got in St. Louis. But the average price around the country is somewhere in the low threes. And the reality is no one is very stressed out about any of this right now. I understand if you're trying to make a political point, you can go back and talk about the $1.80 and think that you're going to get somebody to vote for you. But see, here's the thing. Commodity markets determine prices. And the price of oil at one time crashed all the way to minus 40, meaning that instead of you paying $40 to buy a barrel of oil, in the commodity market, you would get the oil, and they would also pay you $40 to take the oil. Briefly, that was true. That was the case. It wasn't because Donald Trump did anything. It wasn't because of something that Barack Obama did. I mean, things happen in markets, and when they do, smart traders take advantage. Now, it is true. Here's something that's true. And Donald couldn't even tell this because he doesn't know anything. But originally, there was a time when he talked about buying oil in order to replace the oil that he had sold out of the United States energy reserves. And he was looking to do it around $24 a barrel. And that is smart. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Donald's smart. I'm saying that somebody in that administration jumped up and said, let's go buy the oil at $24 a barrel. Unfortunately, because Donald was fighting with everybody, he couldn't even get this done. It didn't happen. So, first of all, as an example, Greg is going to say that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is down over 300 million under Biden. And it's not true. It's under Trump and Biden. Trump's, I already told, and I'm not going to get into a big fight about this because I've already looked it up. I got the numbers. Donald Trump started selling the oil in 2017. So don't make it up. I know Donald said it, and it's a lie. It's just a flat-out lie. All you're doing, Greg, is repeating his lie. No, you don't have the charts. I have the charts, and I'm telling you right now, it's a lie. And I'm not going to even entertain the conversation because it's a lie. We're not going to put a lie on the air and pretend that it's true. Now, the reality is, and Donald said that, that the petroleum reserve was empty, and actually what it is it's half. It's got about 350 million barrels, and that's half of what you can put in there. So I'm just going to tell, I know you say it's from Forbes. As far as I know, it's David Pecker's Forbes. No, honestly, Greg, it's ridiculous. You're looking at, I don't know what period you're looking at. I don't know. I'm not going to even get into it. Donald started selling the oil in 2017. Tell me that's not true, because it is true. End of story. Now, it may have gotten down here under Biden because Biden also sold oil. That is true. And Biden started buying oil back as well. He was buying oil under $79 a barrel, and he bought, let me tell you how much, 32 million barrels before the price went above 79, at which point he stopped buying more oil. But he intends to buy more because it is the right thing to do. By the way, Greg, you say yes, he did to make U.S. oil money. Let me tell you something. I don't know what you meant there, and unfortunately, you're not on the line. But let me say this. This is a really important point. The United States produces more oil today than any other country in the world. And not only do we produce more oil than any other country in the world, but we also produce more oil than we have ever produced in our history, and we vastly exceed the amount of oil that was produced under Donald Trump. There was a decline in oil under Trump, and listen, I'm not going to lie because I'm not him. It happened because of COVID. It didn't happen because of Donald. The production dropped, and then it started back up again. Donald Trump left office. Joe Biden came in, and under Joe Biden, in the last 3.5 years, oil production in the United States has surged upward month after month, and right now, with a straight up line, oil is just, we're just producing it like no one ever before, and it's an absolute record. No, Biden didn't shut down oil at all. This is all Donald Trump's lies. See, this is the problem. You start getting these lies in here, and I'm not going to say you're a liar. I'm just telling you this is all Donald's lies. You get these on here, and then you can't have a discussion because you can't even discuss the facts. This is Hitler. This is why I keep saying Hitler. This is what Hitler did. Hitler made everything up, kept saying it over and over again, and the big lie proved to be extremely effective. And that is exactly what Donald is doing. He is pushing lies into everyone's faces to the point where you can't have a conversation. Okay, we'll talk on the phone right after we do the advertisements, and then I'm going to let you talk. But I had to get this in because all of this is so verifiable. And in fact, I have put the chart on the air here. I have shown the chart. Okay? No, I don't need your chart, Greg. Okay? I've got the chart. I've got the chart of oil production, and it's straight up. U.S. oil production has gone through the roof, and we have been energy independent. In fact, this is the funny part. We have been energy independent since Barack Obama. Barack Obama started it. It continued under Trump until COVID, and then in walked Joe Biden and continued all of the policies of Barack Obama, pushing oil production through the roof. And all you have to do is go to Google and Google it. See, a lot of time spent to just prove that a lie is a lie. I'm not saying it's your lie. It's Donald's lie. There's no question about it. You're carrying his water for him. That's true. But it's Donald's lie. When I do let you on, and I'm going to, I'm not going to interrupt you. I'm going to let you say everything you're going to say. But I'm going to make it very clear right now that everything that you say, if you're not saying that the United States has been energy independent since Barack Obama and that the oil price, that the oil production has been going up under Obama all the way through Biden up to new highs right now, higher than ever before in history, more than any other country. If you say anything besides that, it's a lie, Greg. Now, I'm going to let you say it, but I've got my say first because I've got the charts. I know the numbers. The facts are the facts. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to go sell some food. And I got a lot here, and I'll let you come on and talk to me about it too, Greg. That's okay. You know, some of the lies that Donald told this afternoon. But one of the things that he said, which is so laughable, it's just amazing. Well, two. I'm going to give you two. The first thing he said is that he is so far ahead of Kamala Harris in the polls that he doesn't even know what to say about it, and he doesn't even know why he's talking because he's just so far ahead that he doesn't even need to do anything. But the problem is this. It's a lie. It's a complete lie. He said that there are polls that he's got that everybody knows about that show that he is going to win by a landslide. The only problem is Kamala, in the brand new Marquette University poll, very highly regarded poll, came out this morning, 48 for Kamala, 42 for Donald. She is surging in the polls. The Democratic Party is surging in the polls. And this is all happening over here on Earth One. And I understand, over on Earth Two, you guys think something totally different is up. And that's fine. I'm going to let you talk about it, Greg. Tomorrow, I've got some really good friends of mine all coming in here, one in the studio, two on the screen. And they're going to come in and they're going to talk Trump. They love Trump. And so they're going to come in here and do that tomorrow. And I'll even let you come in on the line with them if you want. And you can all try to beat up on me. But I said try. Because the truth is the truth. And at the moment, 48 to 42, a 6-point lead for Kamala Harris. I hate to tell you, that's a landslide. And that's in a Marquette University poll, brand new poll out today. just no getting around it. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out is that Donald was asked about the Federal Reserve today, and he started talking about how the Federal Reserve has done everything wrong, that their decisions were late, they were early, then they were late, they were wrong, they didn't know what they were doing. And he says that because he has been a phenomenally successful business person, see, that's Earth 2, phenomenally successful business person, that he has instincts that are far better than anybody at the Federal Reserve Bank. He said he doesn't listen to those people. He said they need to listen to him because he knows what's going on and they know nothing. Now, this is what he said today. You want to pull it back up and listen to it? You can do that. But the man is mentally disturbed. Now, it's possible that he's very upset because he doesn't get to eat every night at Wendy's. That's probably the reason. Because if he ate every night at Wendy's, wow, he would be a happy man. He would be very successful. I even suspect he'd be going way up in the polls. But, you know, he doesn't live near here. And, you know, I know he's got a jet. He could come in and get some Wendy's and go. But so far, he hasn't done it. But I'll tell you this. If you go to Wendy's, wings, wow, they are great. And then you got hamburgers and cheeseburgers and patty melts and smoked meats and pizza. And when it comes to the drinks, well, they got all kinds of drinks. But from my standpoint, I love their iced tea. It's some of the best iced tea I've ever had anywhere. And that's at Wendy's. Now, when you get through with all this great food, and I left out already my two favorites because I wanted to emphasize, as I always do, the baby back ribs and the onion rings are fabulous. So you want to check those out too. But after you've done all of that, you know, you're sitting around, you're thinking, I've eaten too much and I have to just go home, and maybe you'll bring some things home. But then maybe later at night you're hungry. But you don't want to seem crazy. So what you do is you go down the road to Defiance, Missouri, where they don't know you, and you go get yourself some more of those great wings and everything else. Look, Wendy's is the best. I know it, and the people who eat there know it. And if you go, then you'll know it. That's Wendy's in Defiance and Chesterfield Valley. Okay, 4506 Hampton is where you go if you're interested in jewelry. And I can tell you that over on Hampton, this store on the street there on the 4500 block, it is filled with cases of jewelry. Everything you can imagine. Really interesting, good jewelry. Al and his son AJ, they designed some of it. Not all of it, but some of it. They buy and sell jewelry and coins. They do everything when it comes to jewels, gold, coins, all of it. They're just a great business. Al is a terrific guy, and everybody loves him, really. You go down there and take a look at the jewelry if you're interested in jewelry, and I can guarantee you're going to want to hang out and talk to Al. He's just a fun guy. He really is. So anyway, that's 4506 Hampton. Jewels on Hampton, everything you want when it comes to great jewelry. But one more thing, if your watch breaks, they'll fix it. That's Jewels on Hampton. Next and finally, you go down the road back to Clayton, and you're going to hit at Forsyth and Central the St. Louis Suit Company. The St. Louis Suit Company has been there for 30 years. They've got suits and shirts and ties and shoes and overcoats, everything. Now, naturally, it's pretty cold, pretty hot out now, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. And when it's cold, you're going to need that overcoat. So if I were you, I'd get down to the St. Louis Suit Company and get yourself a nice overcoat before the prices go up when the weather turns. Because that's the way markets work. You know, Donald was talking the last 2 days, hard to believe, communism. He says that Tim Walz is a communist. Honestly, he must have been going to sleep reading Joe McCarthy books or I don't know. Something wrong with the man. But at any rate, he says communist. I'm telling you, capitalist. It's competition. If everybody wants overcoats in the wintertime, you're going to have to pay for them. DRC says, yeah, he is a communist. That's my point, guys. You'll go with anything these people say. You don't care. Anyway, so here's the deal. Go get your overcoat now. Get your overcoat. When it's hot out, you're going to pay the lowest price possible. And they're beautiful overcoats. Now, the ties are $5. The suits are beautiful. And finally, if you're thinking about getting married, they have wedding attire at the St. Louis Suit Company. They know what they're doing when it comes to dressing you for your wedding. So check them out. Forsyth and Central, right on the corner. Jay and Nick, they're there almost all the time, taking care of business. They are really great. All these great sponsors who are at their businesses taking care of things so that you get the benefit of a nice small business that produces all the great things that you want. So do check them out. The St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. So now, hang on. Don't get too crazy here with me because I did some other things and I've got to reverse this so that I can get you on the air, Greg. And this is just going to take a minute. There we go. Okay. Give it about 10 seconds. Joe will get this all connected on the board, and you'll be able to call in, and then I'm not going to be too crazy. DRC says it's easy to prove that Tim Walz is a communist. Sure. It's easy to prove that Tim Walz is a communist. What are you talking about? I mean, Tim Walz couldn't be further from being a communist. I mean, he is just a normal, average American person. He's a college coach, a high school coach, actually. A really nice guy, a teacher, a history teacher in Minnesota. And you know, he comes from the great state that Hubert Humphrey came from. It's true. Joe McCarthy was calling Hubert Humphrey a communist in the day, but it's all stupidity. But now I've got the brilliance of Greg Correll. Go ahead, Greg. What don't you like? Shoot it down.
Oh, where do you want to start, man? Where do you want to start?
It's your call.
Okay. Well, oil reserves. Oil reserves have been down 300 million barrels. It's right there on the strategic reserve site, right there.
Don't worry. That's what
Biden
I told you.
At 300 down.
That's so what. No. Stop. See, that
Let
was where
me,
you got
you
in trouble. Biden didn't do it. Trump sold
yes,
that oil.
Did.
Okay, never mind.
He
but go ahead. Trump sold the
he
oil.
Sold
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead. Trump did
he
it.
He sold the oil to make some money. He's a businessman. He sold that money to Japan, China, and everybody else to make that money when it was below your level of giving money out and all that other stuff. Making money. He was building up our strategic reserve. Now it is down. I have the chart from the strategic reserve. Yes, Obama did bring it up, about $50 billion. Yes, but Trump brought it up to over $300 billion. And Biden has bought it down.
Okay. You just got it wrong. That's all. Again, you got it wrong.
You're telling me the strategic reserve site itself is wrong?
No, because you're just saying.
I don't Google.
Greg.
I don't Google.
Greg.
I make money looking at this stuff.
Greg, you're looking at it and you're not saying the truth. Because the truth is, in 2017, Donald Trump started selling the oil out of the strategic oil reserves. And then,
no, he didn't.
Okay, well, I guess,
it
guess
says
what?
It right here.
No, no, it doesn't.
Strategic oil reserve. Never, by okay. 1977 okay. That's to on, 2023.
Okay, that's on Earth. That's right on here. Earth too.
Energy Information Administration.
Okay,
data source.
That's on Earth too. I'm sorry. It's a, that's the exact
why is
source.
On Earth too, that, sir?
That's that
let
is
me
the.
Ask you, why
that
is everything on Earth too that doesn't you don't agree with?
Because let me tell you something. I read it right off of the website that you're talking about, and it says the exact opposite. And I know it does, and you know it does too. So go ahead.
I'll send you the image.
Don't bother. I've already read it. Go ahead.
Why? You don't want to see my proof?
Yeah. I've already read exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Why am I being aggressed against when I am putting up the same thing you are?
Greg, it's just like what you did yesterday when I said that something happened in Iran later on, and then you came on the air and said it happened in Iran later on. So, you know, that's all right.
I mentioned that.
That's all right. No, don't worry.
Before 75, they had all that mini skirt stuff in Iran and all the modern stuff. And when that.
Which is what I said.
Ayatollah took over. That's when the oppression came back again and all that stuff happened there in Iran.
Okay.
1975.
Okay.
You
so, by the way,
no,
I said that yesterday. Now, let me ask you this, Greg. Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Don't twist my word, please.
Let me ask you this. Willie Brown, you know him?
Refresh me on it.
In California. He used to date Kamala Harris.
Okay.
A political person? You don't know him? Okay, well, no, it doesn't matter. I mean, Donald lied and said that Willie Brown told him that Kamala was no good. And let me say this. Willie Brown never told him any of that. It's all made up junk. And when Willie Brown says he didn't do it, you'll all say Donald wouldn't lie to us. But I'm just telling you, Donald lies. Okay. Who do you trust?
Oh, you're talking about the guy that got Kamala the DA job, right? The one that she certain services to get it?
That's what you all say.
Well, why can't I say it as you all, and you can say it as you all? I really don't appreciate the way you will take and say the same thing, but it's you all are wrong, and you are right.
Because
it's right there about it. Just like I have something
it's
in front of me right
here from the
economics.
It's total misogyny. Wait, Greg.
Are you going to tell
Greg,
me that the food
Greg.
Price is going up is misogyny?
Yeah. Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. By the way.
It comes from the same state thing that Biden's using.
Do you know?
And Trump has.
Hang
shelter
on.
Shelter prices
hey.
Up 9%, 12% food prices okay. under Biden. I got it right here in front of me. Please acknowledge at least there's a possibility that there
is
Trump just okay. total evil?
Okay, I need you. First of all, he's total evil and nothing he says is true. But wait a second. I'm going to let you talk in a second if you let me talk. Otherwise, I got to go. But listen to me.
I gotta defend myself.
Just listen. You can in a minute. In a minute. Donald talked about the food prices being up 50% over the last 2 years. You know that's a lie, right, Greg?
Oh, you mean up over as a whole?
Yeah.
Yes
as a whole.
And no.
No. Yes, it's a lie.
Yes and no to the fact that some of them are up a certain percentage and another one. And you add that from, you know, it's all about angles, too. Let's be honest about this. There is about angles on everything. Man, my own money. I have from 2022 to 2023, 23 to 24, have had to pay out more than the lowest was 11%, and when it was 2020, it was 7%. I keep track of my money so daggone tight. I know to the penny how much I have invested right now.
But that's
now.
Not what I'm talking about.
That,
I'm talking about food prices.
Yes, let me finish. Those food prices went up, too. You can't have interest rates and all that other stuff going up without food rates going up, housing rates going up, and everything else, because we got to bite and scrap to survive. I have a certain amount I set aside for myself for a monthly, whatever you want to call it, stipend for my life, because I'm planning on for the future. And you've heard me enough times that I've got a little bit of a wicked money mind in my head, and I can balance sheets and I can do all that stuff. And I have those numbers in front of me.
So let me ask you this. Okay, I heard you. I heard you. Now, here's my question for you. Where are lumber prices right now? Are they up or down?
They're down because the COVID's over with, but it's not pre-COVID prices still. It's over 11% higher. I have investments in Home Depot, by the way.
Yeah. Listen, lumber prices are way down, and you know it. Okay. And you say COVID. I mean, it's years after COVID, but that's okay. So let me ask you this one. Let me ask you this one. How's the crime in the United States? Is it up or is it down?
Oh, God bless you for asking that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I have a nice little chart here on my page.
Yeah,
here.
Donald sent
it's
it to
not
you.
A joke. No, I found it myself by looking it up myself. I do my own research. Remember, man, I told you that I don't follow Trump as a disciple.
Okay, great. Do you know the crime is at a 50-year low? Do you agree?
No.
Oh, well, you're wrong.
No.
Then you're it's okay, well, you're wrong. Violent crime is at a 50-year low.
Well, right here. Just from last month,
yeah.
It says murder in American cities by the FBI and the UCR. All top 20 towns are Democratic that have the most homicides per capita. And St. Louis is number three at 43.8% per 250,000 capita. New Orleans, the number one, 46.9%. Chicago, hey, believe it or not, they're down at 16.4. And it has this in actually in yellow and says it's down 2.4% from the year before. That's the only one that's down. I've got the charts. It's from the FBI. You want to tell me the FBI is full of crap?
No, you're just talking about the FBI that you must have gotten when you were over at the old Kmart. Look, I'm just telling you, Greg, it's just not true. Crime's at a 50-year low. Everybody in the United States knows it is, except for Donald Trump and his people. I'll put it up on the air tomorrow. It's just at a 50-year low. It just is. I mean, you're wrong. And that there's no other way around it. I mean, you could say anything you want. This is why Donald is so dangerous, and this is why he's Adolf Hitler, because he repeats this stuff over and over and again. And then you guys all believe it. It's called the great lie, and it works. It's very effective, but it's just not true. Go ahead. What else do you want to?
Why is it a great lie?
Because it's just not true. Because crime is at a 50-year low. That's why. Okay. By the way, let me ask you this one. Just you can tell me. I'm going to let you talk. In the United States, between regular white people walking down up and down the street, American citizens, and people who come across the border from anywhere, who commits the most crime?
In general, you can't even make that a comment. Because
I certainly can.
Wait a minute. You asked me. Now let me finish.
Go ahead.
We have 325 million residents in this state.
Sure. In this country.
In this country. Yeah. And in this country. I stand corrected.
That's all right. Go ahead. You're all right.
But per ratio, I could get really nasty, and I don't mean it in a nice, I don't mean it in a mean way, about ratios for crime and violence against different groups, different religions, different races, different everything.
I'm not asking you that.
Let me finish. The ratio of people coming across the border are higher, even though there's less people, are higher than an average of most cities. That is a fact.
Okay. Now, I don't know what you're talking about. Neither do you.
Wait a minute. You mentioned about Trump saying about 100,000 murders and where are they at and everything else a few weeks ago.
Sure.
He was meaning the hundreds of thousands of deaths from fentanyl coming across the border. I have had friends die from that. I have had friends die from that, from an illegal alien. My son fights for this country, and he got his rank honorably, not like Walls, who, and it states for a fact from one of his former members of his team, he never served in war zone. He never served in any fight. But he did not have the rank that he supposedly had because there is a formality, the same formality my son has to go through in order to his achieve his rank. And he quit because he heard his department was, or his group was going to be deployed. Just as my son gets a notice about being possibly deployed, he was on alert.
Okay, so Greg, you're just this is
you
called
got it right there. You Greg, cannot deny Greg, it. His Greg, own Greg, members it's all of the service said it.
Okay, Greg. And I got to go anyway because we're right going to wrap up the show, but it's all word salad and none of that's true. So, you know, but
mine's true and yours is.
You're correct.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That is wrong.
Love you, but
like
but we got to go. Okay.
Mark, that's like saying you're a bad person.
No, I didn't say you're a bad I didn't say you're a bad person. No, got to go. Gotta go. Okay. So look, where do you start with all this Trump stuff? Donald Trump, everybody knows, got out of the military by claiming he had bone spurs. The doctors all said he didn't have any bone spurs, but he did it to get out. And let me say this, Bill Clinton got out. Other people I know, lots of people got out. They were proud to stay out because they didn't want to go fight in Vietnam because the United States government was lying and they didn't want any part of it and they weren't going to go over and have their heads blown off for nothing. So there's nothing, you don't have to lie here. You know, you could just tell where you are and that's it. Now, this isn't true of Tim Walz. Tim Walz served for 24 years. And he ended his service with the highest rank a person could possibly have. Trust me, I'm not voting for him because he was in the military. Nice that he was. If somebody else likes it, that's great. We all know what Donald's done. So if you're talking about somebody who has been deceitful and who really hates the United States, and it's just, look, it's so sad. It truly is. And no one's going to win this election over any of this. Kamala Harris and her campaign are on fire with enthusiasm. That poll from Marquette University, 48-42, that is so horrible for Trump. This is like 2 weeks into the campaign, and she is surging. Now, I know you could say, and there's a possibility, she could peak too fast. Those things happen. But I'm just telling you this. Right now, her crowds are unbelievable. And, you know, they've been laughing. They're not doing this because they think that what Donald did was right. They're laughing at Donald and they're showing him the crowds that she got and that he got in the same venue. And it's a joke because she's got the places filled, overflowing, and Donald's got it half empty. Now, you can talk yourself into something else over on Earth too. I get it. But at the end, there's going to be a vote. The problem is, there are 75 lawsuits out there right now that Donald has filed in an attempt to be sure that when he loses, that he's got some basis for fighting back to try to win. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he thinks he's got SS troops. Even if he did, the United States government will not sit back and let Donald overthrow the government. So whatever he thinks he's doing, I can't tell you. Maybe he thinks the Supreme Court is going to turn it over to him. I can just promise you this. This game, first of all, it's not good for any of us. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for all of us who believe that everybody should have a vote in this country. Because what they're doing is pushing this toward what Donald said very clearly. And Greg, next time you come on, I can't wait for you to tell me the reason that this is wrong. Donald said, Christians, come out and vote. Get me elected. Because after this, you'll never have to vote again. He said this 2 weeks ago. This has been repeated over and over. The clip is all on YouTube. You can see it. Donald pretends that it never happened. I understand. This is the Hitler-esque part of this. I'm not talking about anybody said that he killed 6 million Jews. That's not it. But it is Hitler. And let me tell you something. He loves Hitler, which is why he keeps using Hitler's language. And when people tell him, you know, Donald, you're using Hitler's language, that you shouldn't do that. Instead of saying, oh, gee, that, I don't know. I don't know how I did it, but I didn't mean it. No, no, that's not what he does. He comes back and he says the same things again in order to stick it in your eye. See, that's the point. This man puts a stick in your eye, and you know what you do? You say, thank you very much, Donald. I really appreciate it. And I'm not just talking about you, anybody here individually. He's done it to Rudy Giuliani. He's done it to Jenna Ellis. He did it to John Eastman. I mean, I can go on and on. Steve Bannon. I could keep naming people. George Papadopoulos. I mean, it goes on and on. He has done it to everybody. He says, you're my friend and I love you. And then when it suits him, he doesn't just throw you under the bus. He crushes you because he doesn't care. Because he only cares about one person, and that's Donald Trump. And by the way, speaking of Donald J. Trump, DJT, you know that stock of his is sitting at $26 a share after another recovery in the stock market. It's almost on the low. That makes it worth to him about $3 trillion. It was 10. So he's lost $7 trillion in value. And he's got until September. And I got to tell you, the chances are great. And we'll know. And you can say, Kaysen, you were wrong. The stock is back to $80 a share. And we'll have that conversation too. But I'm telling you this, chances are good it'll be a dollar or less, at which point he'll get maybe 100 million, maybe 50 million, if he's lucky. And maybe they'll let him use it to buy cigarettes in jail, which is where this guy belongs. And we're going to find out on September 18th if that's where he's going. So I understand. I'm sorry you're a little upset out there, Greg. Greg writes, this country was founded by Christian values with the help of Israel. Come on, man. Really? Israel didn't found this country. Israel was supported by this country. And for good reason. Because of what Adolf Hitler did in Europe. And that's why we fight against people like Orban, Putin, Lukashenko, I mean, all these people, all these dictators, we don't want them, we don't need them. But here's what we do want. We want great food at Wendy's. We want great suits at the St. Louis Suit Company. We want fabulous jewelry at Jewels on Hampton. So those are all the places you can go to get all the great things you can imagine. We're going to talk to the Donald Trump people tomorrow. See you then. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.